From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Former Congressman and Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo was sworn in Wednesday as Secretary of State, an event attended by President Donald Trump.
I have absolute confidence that he will do an incredible job as the nation's 70th Secretary of State. As Mike travels the world, he will carry out the greatest mission and highest duty of the State Department to represent the interests of the American people.
Mr. Trump said Pompeo was the right man for the job.
An exceptional guy, a great friend, and somebody that truly loves our country. We are really, really proud of you.
Pompeo spoke of his approach to American diplomacy.
We will employ tough diplomacy when necessary to put the interests of the American people first. I will work to ensure their safety, to preserve their rights, and defend their values. And I will make sure America is always a respected and principled leader on the world stage.
On North Korea,
we are committed to the permanent, verifiable, irreversible dismantling of North Korea's weapons of mass destruction program, and to do so without delay.
Pompeo called the diplomatic thaw with Pyongyang an unprecedented opportunity to change the course of history on the Korean Peninsula. He also pledged not to make the mistakes of the past in dealing with the North and its nuclear threat. The president of the Central African Republic has proclaimed 3 days of mourning after Tuesday's attack on a church in Bangui that left at least 19 dead and dozens wounded. President Faustin Archange Touadéra toured the church along with the Archbishop of Bangui.
Sois vainqueur du mal par le bien.
Cardinal Doudon Zapalanga counseled parishioners to overcome evil with good through love, forgiveness, and reconciliation. The president appealed for restraint and vowed to bring those responsible to justice. This is VOA News. The U.S. and China are engaging in high-level trade talks, seen as a last effort to avoid a trade war between the two world's biggest economies. Andrew Polk is co-founder of the strategic advisory firm Trivium in Beijing. He said he's not hopeful of any long-term solution.
It seems that as we've headed into the talks, the fundamental or sort of structural challenges that the two sides are talking about have seemed to become even more entrenched. And so I think the best we can hope for really is some sort of short-term agreement on delaying tariff implementation.
The bilateral trade imbalance, market access, and forced technology transfers among the issues to be discussed. The Trump administration has proposed tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese goods. Beijing has vowed to retaliate. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has been criticized for remarks Monday in which he said Jews suffered historically not because of their religion, but for their social professions, such as bankers and moneylenders. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Nakshon said his government is deeply shocked by the anti-Semitic speech.
It is clear that what Mr. Abbas has said is totally incompatible with the spirit of peace and negotiations. We demand that Mr. Abbas will immediately apologize for this anti-Semitic hate speech, and we ask the international community to condemn this speech in the harshest possible words.
Mr. Abbas was criticized also by the UN, US, and European Union. In Armenia, opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan, who led weeks of protests, called on his supporters to pause in the anti-government demonstrations. A surprise move coming just a day after he called for a campaign of civil disobedience. Following reports, the ruling party might consider reversing course and back his candidacy for prime minister. Former President Serge Sarkisian, a close ally of Russian President Putin, resigned the post following massive street protests, charging he was trying to cling to power. An Air National Guard C-130 cargo plane crashed onto a busy Georgia highway after taking off from the Savannah Hilton Head International Airport. 5 National Guardsmen from Puerto Rico on board were killed. No one on the ground was hurt. Sudan Wednesday said it's reconsidering participation in the Saudi-led military operation in Yemen. Khartoum has some 3,000 soldiers and several warplanes committed to the fight against Houthi rebels. The country is grappling with a hard currency shortage. Dozens of its soldiers have been killed. Pope Francis confessed Wednesday to Chilean victims of church sexual abuse that he was part of the problem, offering an apology for dismissing the accusations. The 3 men were victims of abuse, met with the Pope for several days. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.